I'm Shereen Seewert in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News. Wausau West High School junior Nolan Travis is one of two Wisconsin theater students who earned the honor to appear on a Broadway stage in June at the Jimmy Awards. The National High School Musical Theater Awards ceremony first started in 2009 to elevate the importance of theater arts education in schools and reward excellence in student performance. Each year, about 100,000 students participate in competitions at more than 40 professional theaters nationwide for the right to compete on stage in New York City. In Wisconsin, students first compete at the Jerry Awards in Madison. There, two students are chosen to perform on Broadway. Nolan Travis is one of those talented students, and he joins Morning Edition today to talk about that experience. Nolan, welcome.
Hello.
Congratulations. That must have been quite an experience for you.
Thank you. It was awesome. It was a really cool experience. I've never done anything like that before in my entire life yet.
Talk to me about the process. How does this whole thing work?
How it all started was back in the fall when we did our high school show, Man of La Mancha. We did that show. We performed that show. We applied for the Jerry Awards down in Madison, and we had reviewers come watch our show, nominate us for different various awards. And then this time in like around May-ish, we found out about the winners of the awards. And so me and one of my other friends won for outstanding lead performance. And so that gave us the opportunity to go down to Madison on Memorial Day and audition for the Jimmy Awards to be selected as the two Best Actress and Best Actor nominees to go. Me and my buddy went down and auditioned, and they ended up picking me to go.
What went through your mind when you found out you were chosen?
It was an utter shock. It was one of the coolest experiences, like the one of the coolest feelings in my heart. I went down with my parents, and so that was a really like good moment to have with my parents, because I remember back when I was in middle school, this is something I've dreamed of for like very long time. I remember waking up in the mornings and showing my parents videos of all these different people performing at the Jimmy Awards and things like that. And so figuring out that I was going to be one of those people that was going to be able to go and do that was awesome.
They say that people who find success in theater kind of have a special something. They've got something that makes them really come to life on stage. When did you know that you had this gift?
It was definitely when back in seventh grade, I played my first ever lead role in a show. And it was the first time that I've ever felt confident in what I was doing. And it always used to be like, it was like, oh, this is something I'm going to do for fun. This is all, I like doing this for a fun hobby. And then back then, it was the first time I ever felt genuinely supported from everybody.
Do you have a favorite role that you've played so far? What has been your favorite character?
My favorite role I've ever played was back my freshman year. I did a show called Pippin, and I played Pippin in that show. He doesn't have as much character development in the show as all the other characters around him. And so it was really fun getting to work with that. And that whole show was pretty much me and a lot of all my best friends. And so it was one of the like first times in a long time that I was able to do a show with all my friends. And it was right after COVID and everything like that. And so it was just great getting to work with everybody again.
Do you have a dream role that you'd like to play? A character you'd just love to play in the future?
I do. One of my all-time favorite shows is a show called Kinky Boots. I really want to play one of the characters named Charlie Price. It's a show that me and my family love, and it would be like just a very cool experience to do. His character development throughout the entire show is like phenomenal. He sings all these great songs, and the whole show is about being yourself and like living your truth. And you get to watch this character go from figuring out what he wants to do and then turning it into everything that he didn't want it to be in the beginning, and then getting saved by all of his friends by them bringing back the being yourself part.
What kind of supports have you gotten along the way that have really made this such a great journey for you?
First off, it's definitely my parents. My parents are my backbones when it comes to this kinds of things. And my two sisters really mean a lot to me, always coming to my shows, supporting all that stuff. My director at West, Brad Schmicker, very helpful, always supports me, coaches me for everything. My vocal teacher, Bill Day, he did not understand what any of this was at first, but I've never seen him as happy for me. And it was one of the best feelings in the world seeing that. And the community in general, it's not that I never expected to get support from the community. I expected to get support from like peers and things like that. I just didn't expect as much support as I did. And it really was one of the best feelings in the world when I'm sitting in my dorm in New York and I go on my phone at the end of the day. And every day I see something new posted about me from even like the school or other different theaters around Wausau. It just made my day 10 times better.
What did it feel like when you got to Broadway and you got to that stage? What did that moment feel like to you?
I still feel like it hasn't sunk in yet, the fact that I performed on a Broadway stage. It was one of the coolest things in the world. We were on the Minkoff stage, which is where the Lion King performs. I saw the Lion King back when I was like a couple of years back, and I remember watching that show down in Milwaukee. Life-changing moment watching that show because it was gorgeous. And being on that stage, knowing the people that have performed on that stage, all those kinds of things, the crowd, everything was just insane.
What's next for you? Do you see yourself having a career in theater moving forward?
I honestly don't see myself doing anything other than theater. Even if it's just me helping out with theater, it's the one thing in life that really gets me going. It's one of the things that makes me happy to wake up in the morning.
Nolan Travis, thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll be watching. Best of luck to you in the future.
Thank you.
Remember, if you have an idea about something in central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one, online at wpr.org. I'm Shereen Seward from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.